Well, joining us this morning with a look at the local real estate numbers is Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Mr. Buckley, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having us on.
So it appears that we saw an increase in home sales last month.
Yeah, we've seen a pretty steady increase, not like the old days, but from January to July, we've seen an increase every month. And from June to July, it went from 672 to 696 deeds of sales of property.
And with that, an increase in mortgage activity.
We also have seen a steady increase every month again since January until July. And the number of mortgages in June were 1125, and it went up to 1237.
And also the price of a home has increased.
Yeah, unfortunately, because of the low inventory and the lack of action relative to other years, the sale price keeps going up. Our average sale price right now is 9% over last year to an average sale price of 663,867.
But foreclosures, they've remained roughly the same.
Yeah, both foreclosure deeds and foreclosure notices are relatively small. You know, ever since the COVID freeze, they really have not gone up.
Now, you are also going to have a historical document on display for this month, and this one focuses on King Philip's War?
Yes, every month since Plymouth 400, 2020, we have continued with some of our very famous colonial records. This particular colonial record is from 1675, and you have to think of the time back during King Philip's War. It was a very dangerous war. Many townships, many colonists, many natives were killed. There was great public danger. So the court at the time voted that if anyone went to a meeting on the Lord's Day, went to church, they had to bring their gun with them and 6 charges of powder and short. And if you didn't, you'd be fined 2 shillings. So that's how they enforced their strict laws at the time.
Very interesting. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right here, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks again for having us on. See you in September.
Indeed.